We don't. I don't really have a little intro here. It's just
That's cool.
it's welcome. That's pretty much it. So everybody, today is a very special occasion because usually I'm just rambling on here by myself, but today we get one of my dear friends,
Yeah,
former
man.
client, and just all in all, legend in his own in his own right. Bobby Hoyt, and he started Millennial Money Man back in
Oh, back in
2015.
2015, 2015.
So, before you can give the little
I can give the story. I can give the
yeah,
story of like,
give the story.
yeah, I'll set this up. I'll do the background and then I'll tell them how we met too. So I used to be a teacher. I was a high school band director, back in, I guess, 2012 was when I got hired, but went to school for music ed, got my job, hated band directing very quickly. I was like, man, this really sucks. But I had a lot of student loan debt. And so I paid off the student loan debt pretty quickly. And I started writing about it. So I just back then, like, man, this is like before TikTok. This is before anything now. It
Everything.
was like there was blogging, and blogging was kind of like the big content medium. But I didn't even know how to do that. So I actually started it on medium.com, just writing stuff. And so I was just writing about like my thoughts on personal finance. Really, it was just like helping people get motivated, I guess, to pay off their student loans. And so I did that while I was still teaching, and I liked it so much. And like I was sharing stuff, and it kind of started going a little bit viral. And so I was like, and people here were telling me, like, you're a good writer, which I didn't even know. I'm not like a classically trained writer or anything like that. I think I kind of suck at writing, or I thought I did. But people liked it. And
You are a
so
good writer.
I appreciate that. But I mean, that was just something that I stumbled on. I didn't know. And so I just got really deep into like blogging, and I was like, wait, you can make money online doing this? Like you can, like there are people quitting their jobs and like doing this stuff. And so I just basically, after I paid off my student loans, I just kept like saving more money. It didn't really change my lifestyle or anything like that. And so I just saved money, and eventually I had enough to where I was like, I think I can quit my job. And a friend convinced me to do it. He was like, dude, you need to like quit your job and go after this blogging thing. And so I did. I walked in, I quit my job. I made $3 in Google AdSense money on the blog. And I just went in and quit. And that was it, man. So then after that, like I was broke. I wasn't making any money. Doing the blogging was not a quick thing to do, but I just kept grinding. I started a digital marketing agency to bring in money while I was trying to build Millennial Money Man. And then fortunately, I think in 2016, like September 2016, my story got featured on CNBC. Like a reporter on CNBC maybe found me on Twitter, I'm not really sure, but she called, did a story on my student loan payoff story. And then just that was it. So then Millennial Money Man started growing. I had the agency. So I did that from 2015 to 2018. And then in 2018, I met Mike, who's a mutual friend. He's my business partner now, but you knew him as well. And we started Laptop Empires, which basically we were just teaching people how to run Facebook ads. And so what we did was we created a course called the Facebook Side Hustle Course. We teach people how to run Facebook ads for local businesses, gyms, restaurants, that kind of thing. And we sold it to the Millennial Money Man list, and it like blew up. It did 136,000 ish in its first weekend. And so then Mike and I were like, dang, we're going to start a company. So that's the story of how the businesses kind of got rolling. But then I was like super out of shape. Like, those 3 years, like when I quit my teaching job, I wouldn't say I was fit because I didn't w lift weights, but I was skinny because I walked like 5 miles a day, like every single day. I mean, I just walked a ton because I went to different campuses and stuff. And then when I started working online, I stopped doing all that, and I just sat around in a chair. And so I was like, even like the businesses were going well and all of that, but I was kind of depressed. Like I was out of shape. Like it was just really like, I don't know, I needed to do something. And so Mike, he basically was like, hey, my friend Rambeer, he's a fitness coach. 'Cause Mike used to be a fitness coach too, like an online fitness coach. He kind of introduced me to the idea of like getting an online fitness coach, which I had never heard of. Like I didn't even know that was a thing. And so then, yeah, we started working together, and I lost probably 20 pounds. And I mean, it's been years. I don't know, but I've kept that off, and I feel a lot better now. So that's the story.
I remember, so couple of things was like I remember talking with Mike. So I met Mike back in the early days on Facebook in Dan Meredith's group. I don't know if you know Dan Meredith. And so we just became friends. Side note, this is why I love the internet. Like people are like, oh, the internet, this. I'm like, dude, like I've met some of the people I've never met in real life. Like I'm like, these are like some of the best people on the planet, and it would not be possible if it wasn't for me being in some, Facebook group back in 2014 or whatever. But I remember having that conversation with Mike. He was telling me, I remember I was in Sacramento near, like, I want to say it was like Christmas time or I don't know when it was, but I was walking around into Macy's talking with Mike, and he was telling me what you guys were working on, and he was telling me about you and whatnot. And so it's super cool to see the success that you guys have had. And I mean, you guys just continue to crush it. The fat loss, did you see the screenshot I sent you
I
of,
did. Yeah, I did. I forgot about that. The
so
Takatina one.
we haven't even introduced the nicknames. So anybody who obviously knows me is, they know about the Burrito Boy. All the Mexican food. And so when Bobby came on, he was making all these tacos and things,
I
and
was,
so I was like,
man.
we gotta come up with a nickname. So we came up with Bobby Tocatino, Taco Sinatra. I feel like there's a couple other ones in there, but
We probably made a couple of good ones. Those are funny though. I did go through a phase where I made just like tacos all the time, and I still do. And that's one of the wild things. Like, I know you do the burrito thing a lot. Like, I didn't realize. I think one of the reasons that I lost weight and I've been able to keep it off, like, 'cause you see, I don't know, I see that, I'm sure you see this all the time. Like people go, they do a diet and then they just gain back all the weight and they like go through that cycle. Like, I've never gone through that since I did coaching with you, 'cause like you just learn how to cook. Like, I think that that's like the biggest thing is like you just learn how to cook food that actually tastes good. And so yeah, I was making talk and like Mexican food is like, if you do it
It's the
right, it's like
best.
the easiest way to be like super full and get good macros and all of that, but like it's not a lot of calories. You just have to be able to
I
cook.
always say that Mexican food is like the perfect fat loss food. Like,
Dude.
if you learn how to cook, which doesn't
It's not
take
even
that long.
hard.
You could go on YouTube, spend a day, not even a full day, and by the end of the day, you'll know how to cook. Like, it's not
Yeah.
complicated.
It's really not. Yeah, you have like no excuse almost now with like YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all that. Like, that's it's there's so many food things. But also, if you get those, what are those? Olay? Is it the Olay ones? There's a couple of different tortilla brands where it's like 50 calories for like a good size tortilla, and they taste good. Like, they're not garbage. So I feel like
Well,
you do that and you just load it up with meat and you're like kind of good to go, you
yeah,
know?
that's all you really need. I mean, so that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because I've realized, as somebody who's, when you're an expert in something, and I'm sure you know this in your business, like you kind of forget some of the things that were really big game changers for you at the beginning. And you're talking about all this stuff, but then you don't even think about it, but these things are so like, for example, I don't remember, I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and I said something just kind of offhand of like how I was going. He's like, dude, that's like blew his mind. And to me, I was like, oh, that's so simple. But I wanted to ask you a couple things.
No, shit.
Hold on, technical
Okay.
difficulties. We have
Oh.
batteries.
Oh, that's like what happened. Yeah, it's all good.
But what I wanted to ask you was, one, like, what, because this is the most important thing, not just losing the weight. Number one, losing the weight in an enjoyable way. And then number two, where are you 5 years down the road?
Yeah.
Where are you 10 years down the road? And I would love to hear kind of like what, I don't know if you've thought about that or not, but like,
I have thought about it a lot. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know what's crazy to me? Like, to you were talking about like some like things seem simple and all of that. Like I don't know why I didn't know how to control my weight. Like if I think about it before, it's like because I got to over 200 pounds and I'm 5'10". So that's not good. Yeah. That's not what I guess you should be. And I didn't know why that happened. And I thought that I always thought it was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go running. Like I'm just going to run a lot. Or I'm just going to work out a lot. And then it still didn't like do anything. And then once I started doing coaching with you and I realized like, oh, I just eat too much food. I just eat way too much shit. And it's like, it's one of those things that happens so slowly, I think, because like when you're like 20, let's say when you're like in your early 20s, your metabolism's still pretty fast. And I don't even know if that's like necessarily true, but you can kind of eat a lot of food and then you just slowly start gaining like a pound, you know, a pound every couple months, or maybe you gain 3 pounds in a year. And like, it just kind of adds up. And so what blew my mind was like how simple it actually is to lose weight. And it kind of made me mad because I was like, man, I wish somebody had told me that when I was like younger. So I would have been like, okay, it's much easier. But I think like the big things, just as far as like my life, since I started doing coaching with you and learned how to eat and all that, like it's all very, very easy. If you just learn how to weigh your food and you do that, and then you learn how to cook stuff that tastes pretty good and it doesn't have to be crazy. Just like you have to basic level of cooking and you try to move and you try to lift heavy things. Like if you do that at any level of consistency, and I don't even think you have to like, if you're not trying to be like really, really in shape and you're just trying to feel better, if you just do those things at a very basic level, like you're going to feel pretty good,
yeah.
I think, and you're going to lose weight or at least keep your weight under control. Cause like what's cool for me now is like the reason that I haven't gained 20 pounds back is because I know, oh, if I just eat these foods this week, or if I just, you know, commit to like weighing stuff and putting it in my Fitness Pal or whatever app you want to use, like I can lose a pound a week. Like easy. Yep. Like I know if I just eat this stuff, these same meals, I'll lose a pound, you know? So it's like, that's been the thing that I don't know. It's like, it's like my lifestyle changed, but not in some big way. Just, I just learned a couple of like very simple tricks to kind of do things.
So that's literally, I was sitting there thinking today of like, you know, I was going through like content ideas and whatnot. I was like, you actually don't want to change your lifestyle per se, as far as like your diet has to include the things you already eat or would like to eat. Otherwise, eventually you're going to go back to eating the way that you eat before. And then that's going to give you the results that you got before. Which is why, you know, I don't know if you've seen all the stuff since that I've been posting about like, the food enjoyment matrix and like mm-hmm. the keto foods and things. And so I'm like, if you do that, it's literally impossible for you to get fat. Like, I'm not saying it's physically impossible, but just because like, if you do it that way and you have an understanding of calories, you can't get fat. Like,
it's hard to.
Yeah.
Well, once you know, what I've kind of found is like, once you understand, for me, like 1750 calories is like my sweet spot. Like I can lose weight and not be super hungry at that. I can take it to 1500. Like if I've gained a couple pounds, like around the holidays, like I probably gained like 2 or 3 pounds around the holidays this year. Like it's pretty easy for me to go to like 1500 calories and do that for like 2 or 3 weeks and then go to 1700 or 1800 calories. And then it feels like you're eating a ton.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know that I can just like get back to whatever kind of number I want to get to. And that's the thing too. It's like, you can get to whatever number you want and you can like kind of choose. But yeah, like the thing about the food, like the food enjoyment matrix and all that, I don't feel like I've missed out on anything this entire time. I still eat good food. Yeah. Like I still eat pretty much whatever I want. It's just now I know, okay, if we DoorDash something, you know, it's probably going to have to be like, maybe I don't eat breakfast that day, which I don't eat breakfast a lot anymore. That's another thing that I kind of cut out because I'm just not really hungry in the mornings anymore. But like, I can just cut out a meal and then I can eat whatever I want that day. And like, I don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you have to eat the diet food all the time.
No. And that's I think that's one of the things, same thing we've been talking about, like for cooking, right? Like there's probably like 3 things that you need to learn as far as cooking goes. And then like, you're set for your entire life. Yeah. And you can learn that in about
45 minutes and another 45 minutes to practice it. And you're like better than 95% of people on the planet.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes with this. Like if you spend even a week, my preference is always a little bit longer, but like if you weigh and track everything, the education that you get far exceeds like anything else that you could do in terms of like, I'll give you a specific example for this. I know, and you probably know this, that a slice of cheese is usually going to be it's going to be like 28 grams, which is an ounce. And an ounce of cheese is generally going to have like 9 grams of fat, 6 to 8 grams of protein, no carbs.
Yeah.
You knowing that information, you can like carefree, relax, eat a cheeseburger, no problem. Versus the person who doesn't know that, they're going to be sitting there like, I really want to eat this or I shouldn't eat it, but blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like they're doing all this. Yeah. And like, they're doing all this dramatics in their head versus like, if you just scanned, I took this from, Mike Dunn, knees over toes guy, Ben Patrick. I don't know if you know him or not, but
I've heard of him. Yeah.
He's strength and conditioning. Just a note for anybody out there. Like if you want to get good strength and conditioning, go, he's put together some of the best programming in my opinion. But he goes, you haven't even asked the universe to give you what you're, you know, looking for. And to me, and he's referring to like people not even working out and being upset that they're in pain. And like, for me, I had the same thought. I was like, you haven't even asked the universe to make, you know, give you the body you want. If you haven't weighed, you know, 100 different foods 100 times. Right.
Yeah.
And it's probably not even, and by that point, you're good for the rest of your life. Like I realistically, it's probably like 20 to 30 foods that you need to weigh.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 times. Like that's, you could do that in like a couple of weeks, and now forever you'll know I can eat bread anywhere I want because I know like a slice of bread is like 110, 120 calories.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I felt like. We go to breakfast every Friday as a family, and like I get like pretty much the same thing every time. It's like 2 eggs, 3 pieces of bacon, 2 pieces of toast, and some hash browns. And like I can look at it and like I know generally how much the eggs are going to be. I know what the bread's going to be. Yeah. You know, the hash browns look like about 5 ounces of hash browns to me. So I kind of know that just from weighing stuff. Like you kind of start to see like, okay, this looks like it might be, I don't think I'm perfect at it, but I can kind of guesstimate. I try to guess on the high side. And then I know the bacon, and like, I know generally what the bacon's going to be. So I can sit there and just like, without even having to really calculate, go like, okay, like, you know, this whole thing, this might be like 1,000 calories or something. And then you add like the fat too. Like I always think about like, okay, they put some butter on this, they put some oil on this, like there's, you know, we got to add some of that in to cushion it. But if you just like do that, like then you don't have to feel bad about it. Then it's just it's just kind of like, it's just the reality. It's like, preference. Okay, I ate this much, you know, and this is fine.
That's so great to hear that from you. And this is one of my favorite parts. I'm like getting messages or hearing from like people that I've worked with, you know, from 2013 on, and like I haven't spoken to them in a while, and they're like, dude, blah blah blah, and they're still like, you know, the highest mark I give myself is like my people don't regain the weight. You know,
well, yeah, like I mean, that's,
they lose it, they work with me, they lose it, and then that's it. Now they live life, you know.
I feel like it's like learning how to read, you know. It's like if you don't know how to read, you go through your whole life and you're like struggling with things, probably, you know. And then like once you learn how to read, you're like, oh crap, like you see the world in a different way. And it's like once you learn how to like just track food and weigh stuff and just like once you do, I think if you do it for like, I'm gonna say like three, if you took it seriously for like 3 months, I think you'd have a skill for probably the rest of your life. That you can just kind of, even without having to get really into tracking and really into weighing and all that, like even if you're just eyeballing your food and you're just kind of mentally keeping track of it, like you can eat whatever you want. And your weight's going to fluctuate, but I don't know. Cause like, I consider myself a very like layman person in terms of just like, I don't know a ton about the intricacies of food and you know, I don't know, just fitness in general, but I do know what to eat. and what I can't like, or I know what I shouldn't eat a lot of, or like, I know when I'm going off the rails, you know? And I also like on the working outside of things, like that's what I wish I did. I need to like lift weight more. I do lift weights and I actually move way more now every single day than I ever did. But I would say like, if I could do anything better, it'd be that. But like, that is all very simple too. Like there's not a lot to that. And I think the biggest thing, one of the things I learned from you that is outside of the food thing, that was like the biggest takeaway. I have so many friends that go to chiropractors or, I don't know, they have all these different things that they do for pain, like especially like neck and back pain and all that stuff. They're like, oh, I need to go get adjusted or wrong. And like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if chiropractors are good or not, but I know if you just lift weights, you're going to feel better. Like all your pain goes away. Cause I've had severe like neck and back pain for most of my 20s. And then as soon as I started doing like some overhead press and some deadlifts, I don't have any back pain anymore. Like it just goes away. So dude, like, I don't need a chiropractor. I don't need to do any of that stuff. You just go lift some things or just move, you know?
I literally just before I was like maybe an hour and a half ago, I've been shooting these. I'm getting on my YouTube grind again. And just I just recorded this video. It's like strength fixes like pretty much everything. Like you don't have to lift 500 pounds, but if you contract your muscles on a regular basis and basically express the strength that you have built, all of the 100 different things that are popular to discuss and the problems, they just kind of go away. Like,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty, even like with we've got, some of the bands, you know, resistance bands, like, and even if I can't get into the gym and if I feel like a little like tinge of like back pain or like something behind my shoulder blade or whatever, like if I just go and work out with those for like 10 minutes or less, like I'm probably good for like a week or two. Like it doesn't take very much to make that stuff go away, which I think is pretty amazing. And I think a lot of people, I don't know how you feel about chiropractors. Like,
I'll share my thoughts on chiropractors.
Cause I don't know. I see so many people that are like, I need to go to the chiropractor. I got to get adjusted. And I've had adjustments before and it doesn't last. Like it feels good for like a little bit, but it comes right back.
Yeah.
But like, if you just go to the gym and like lift once a week, you probably won't have for most things, I'm guessing you probably won't have any pain. And it's been the same thing for my wife too. Like anytime, you know, it was like, we have a kid.
Shout out to Coral. Two.
Yeah. Shout out to Coral. But we have a kid now and he's getting heavy. And like one of the big things I've noticed is like when you hold him a lot, like I think your body has to like shift around in like weird ways. And so she's had a lot of like neck and back pain, like pop up. And I have too from doing that. But then if we just go and work out, it goes away. Yeah. So it goes away for a long time. So I think that's the other thing is you're like, all the stuff is like very simple. Like you know what I mean? And I feel like you can get as complex as you want. Cause I've heard you go down the rabbit hole of like talking about all the things you know. And I'm like, man, it's so far above like anything that I could understand or want to understand. But I do know it's like, if you just go lift heavy things, you're going to feel better. Yeah. That's pretty simple.
Well, you know? And no, and so that's where I always try to I think, you know, what my skill set has been is I have lived in the world of the complex, like the details, because I mean, for anybody who doesn't know, like I had excruciating back pain, like I couldn't even walk as like a 20-year-old. And the reason I started lifting was because of that. And within like a month, my back pain went away. That was, you know, the doctors couldn't figure it out. The car, like whoever, they had no answers.
Yeah.
You know, even this, I played basketball, like this athletic trainers and blah, blah, blah. Like nobody could figure it out. I went to go lift, and with proper guidance and whatnot. And within a month I was pain free. And I always, to me, I think that the simplest, like you're saying, like the simplest answers are the best answers in any domain. Like I'm sure you could agree with finance.
Yeah. Personal finance is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I guess you can get as complicated as you want, but like if you just do like some simple things and automate some things, like you can build wealth. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so like my big mission has been, you know, to continuously show people like you don't need, like on one hand, you know, we're in the business of creating content. But on the other hand, like there's a lot of people who make content just for the sake of making content. So they're creating topics that now people are thinking about and worrying about, and they forget, like, oh, well, do you even have a just a basic lifting routine? Have you even lifted? You know, you don't have to go crazy, but have you been lifting 2 times a week, 3 times a week for the last 52 weeks? If no, let's get that worry locked in first.
Yeah.
Then maybe you can talk about saunas, this cold plunges,
ancestral tenets, steroids, like all that stuff.
You could talk eating raw liver. You could talk about all that. But the funny thing is, like, at that point, you're gonna forget about it because you're gonna feel good. Like,
and all that stuff's too complicated too. At least for me, I think if you're a busy person,
stuff.
And it's like everybody's busy. I think one thing that everybody does is they're like, oh, I don't have time to do whatever, which that's none of that's true. But even like, you know, you own a lot of businesses, like you do a lot of stuff. Like I own 2 businesses. I have full-time employees, all this stuff. Like it's not that hard to like work out for a little bit. And one thing that I did get from you is like, even if you just do 5 minutes, like that's 5 minutes in the bank, right? Like basically it's like, it doesn't matter if you do just a little bit or if you do a lot, like just as long as you do it consistently. Yeah. And that's something I think has really helped, like just even moving. Cause you talked about movement a lot. I do, I think it's called 5-minute flow. I do that every morning and it feels awesome. Like that's one of the things, like I've realized how little
You still do the 5-minute flow every day?
Every morning, dude. Cause it makes you feel good. You know, you wake up, it helps you wake up. And honestly, it's like, there's like no, at least the way I do it, there's like no structure. You just move around.
Yeah.
Like that, find no, things like, oh, that doesn't feel good. I'm just going to move around. Like you just move a lot.
Yeah.
And I think like most people don't think about how little, I guess our human experience is with moving now. Like we sit in chairs or maybe we walk a little bit, but like we don't move a lot of parts of our body very often. No. And that's something that's been, it's helped me a lot. So I try to move a lot now. I would walk a lot. Like I actually count my steps. I don't get 10,000 a day in, but I try. Like I walked probably 3 miles today. Like anytime my wife and I can go on a walk, we go on a walk, just stuff like that. It's like, it doesn't have to be like crazy. No. You don't have to do very complicated things to feel good.
Yeah.
And pushups too. I do pushups a lot now. Dude, I do at least 50 a day and it's easy. I do 25 when I wake up and then I do 25 before I go to bed.
That's fucking phenomenal. I literally have been thinking about, man, because my goal is, I'm like, how can I help people simplify this and not make it so dramatic? And I've been thinking about, oh, like, you know, just start, also share like that pushup. I'm glad you said that because one of the things I was thinking is like, let me just do 10 pushups and show people how long it takes and then move on with my day. Like,
yeah. It's just something that's the one I just started to like, because I wasn't able to get to the gym a lot. Yeah. Really, I wasn't making time to go to the gym a lot. But for me, it was like, you know, I've got a kid now. And I think a lot of people, when they have a kid, like they immediately are like, oh, so I'm going to get out of
before
shape.
Before you go there, this was my one question that I was going to, I have 2 questions, that popped in my mind, but one of them is, I call this the infamous dad and kid question, which is pretty much everybody who has a kid, they're like, oh yeah, just wait till you're, you know, when you have a kid, then it's all downhill. Or not necessarily always to that extreme, but like,
I know exactly what you're talking about though.
Yeah. Like, and I'm always like, dude, I can't wait to have a kid. Cause I'm like, number one, I'll show you. So then I can actually speak from experience, but also I'm like, you have a different interpretation of what it means to get in shape and what it requires. And it's not, I it's not true, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'd love to know, what's your experience since you said he's 2?
Yeah, he's 2. He's 2. So I can walk you through that.
Yeah. Like you look great. Like,
I mean, I'm the same. I'm basically the same weight as like when we stopped working together. Really what it comes down to, my experience was when my wife was pregnant, I did gain weight with her because pregnant women like to eat a lot of different foods. And it's like, it is really difficult. Like anybody that gains weight while their spouse is pregnant, like I can understand why, because like they eat a lot because they need to eat a lot, or not a lot, but they generally are more hungry and they're eating good stuff. They're eating like stuff that's like brownies or whatever craving comes to mind for them. Like they'll eat it.
And so we call it quadrant two, high enjoyment, high calorie density.
It's they eat a lot of that. So it is easy to kind of like fall into that, but it didn't happen that badly for me. I might've gained maybe 4 or 5 pounds over the 9 months. But then I lost it like right after. Cause like it, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's like, it was easy to lose. It wasn't a hard weight to lose. So that's maybe the way I look at that is like over 9 months, I might've gained 5 pounds. And then it took me 5 weeks to get back to normal, you know? Now with the kid, I mean, our son, I feel like I move more. Like I understand people are like, oh, it's harder with kids to work out. Like, yes, you have less time to do things, but I move way more now than I did before. Like he wants to run around all the time. He wants me to pick him up and spin him around. He wants me to like, he wants to sit on my back while I do pushups. Like you can either, I think, lean into that, especially when they get to toddler age and like they're really moving around. Like you can either like lean into that and have fun with them, or you can sit on the couch and watch them run.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I don't want to do, is just sit around and like watch him run and, you know, hand him a phone or something like that. Yeah. Not that I'm like anti him watching anything, but like, I want to be active with him. Yeah. And that's one of the things I think, like doing the 5 minute flow stuff and doing pushups and lifting weights and, you know, watching what I eat. Like, I feel like it helps me have more energy to do more things with him.
Well, you know? So, I mean, so that's why the way that I define health is your ability to engage with life on your terms. And I'm like, if you have a kid and you can't participate in, you know, the physicality and that's everything. So like I, you know, I do a lot of studying on like the child development side as well. Like how does the body develop? How does the brain develop? And it's so integral to have physical movement. So like, you know, if you can participate in that, like that's phenomenal. And like you said, like it helps you too, because it doesn't need to be structured lifting weights. It's just moving your body. And, you know, that's why like all my nephews and all the little kids that, you know, they're, some of them are older now, but like they always liked hanging out with me the most. Because why? I would be on the floor crawling around. And because
you're fun.
I'm the fun one, and fun just means that you're participating with them. Right. And like in my head, I always kind of knew that. I was like, not only will this is fun because they're, you know, they're having fun, but I know I'm getting a whole bunch of more movement in that. Otherwise, you know, all the adults are sitting on the couch, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's been one of the things, dude. If like you're listening to this and you haven't rolled on the ground, like done like a front roll in like the last 10 years, you should do that. Cause I think you'd be surprised. Like the first time, cause he was rolling around, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to roll around too. And I was like, holy crap. I have not. That's a move I haven't done. And you feel super old the first time you do it. But if you just like roll around a little bit, like do a bunch of front rolls and kind of some back rolls, like just on the carpet or whatever, like you feel really good after that. And it's pretty amazing. Like, it's like, wow, that's like not a difficult thing to do, but I bet a lot of people like would not want to do it right now.
That's one of the reasons like people would laugh. Like we would have people do log rolls. All this stuff is interrelated. Like that's why we have so many crawls in our programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have people do the log rolls, try not to use your hands and what baby rolls. I don't know if you remember what a baby roll is, but
I don't know if I remember that one.
Maybe let me give you a quick demo here. Let's see if you can see this.
The Rollmaster. Here it goes. Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I need to narrate. I don't know if this is video or not. So he was just rolling like a top. Or maybe the top isn't the right word, but you know what I mean? Like after a top stops spinning.
Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. I narrated too while you were doing it. I didn't know if I needed to or not.
No, that's probably good. Cause people were probably the audio version. People are like, what's going on?
Yeah. That's like an even simpler one than what I've been doing lately. But if you just do that, like then your kid thinks it's fun and it's like, you feel good. And I honestly, like I think when you get older, I don't know, like as you start to get older and even into my 20s, like you kind of refrain from doing things that you feel like you might hurt yourself. Yeah. Like, and I don't know if that's just a natural thing that happens, but I remember like I wouldn't do like a roll on the ground because I'd be like, I don't want to like pull a muscle or something. And I think that that seems to like compound for people over time to where they just stop moving because they're like, man, if I move too much, I'm going to hurt myself and it's not worth that. But then I think you have to try to keep moving because like I can't tell you how many people I've seen that are like in their 60s and 70s that just don't even move anymore. And then they have all these health problems. And I don't know if you can. I don't know enough to know how much can be prevented by just moving around a lot, even if you're not like really heavily exercising and really heavily, counting your calories. But I would imagine you're probably going to be a healthier person if you just move in some way. I'm trying to think of like other simple things too. You know what? Running. I don't run. I don't want to run. I don't like running. And I haven't had to run this entire time. I can't, like, I will sometimes just to do it. Cause like it does kind of feel good every once in a while. But like, I used to, like I told you earlier, like I used to think like, oh, if I run 4 miles on a treadmill, then I'm going to lose weight. But then I would probably just like eat back all the calories that I'd burned for running on the treadmill. Cause I was hungry. But like walking, like, dude, if you get like 10,000 steps in a day, which I will admit that's not the easiest thing to do. If you work in like an office job, you have to make an effort to go do it. But even if you do like 6 or 7,000 steps a day, like, I don't know. You tell me. I don't think you really have to like run. Do you?
No. Yeah. You don't ever have to run. I think again, similar. I think it's the same as anything. You brought up a good point. It's like it feels good to move. And I think he said something about like, you know, these things are meant to move. Like there's a reason why this joint goes all the way here, but then we just kind of keep it in this.
Yeah.
Like nobody ever like closes this joint. Same with the knee, same with the hip. Like it can go all the way here, but you never take it there. So things start to like settle and tighten around where you keep them. So all these things are, if you can do them, that means they're supposed to be done and they will keep you, you know, feeling good and keep everything working properly. I think running is one of those things, but, and it does feel good to run, provided that you have the, you've prepared, like most people, they're just too, like they shouldn't be running because the impact's too much. The payoff is too low. Like, why would I, there's no payoff.
Right.
Like in relation to the impact, you have a very low payoff, which is why walking is so much better. It's like, there's no risk. There's virtually your upside is, it's all upside. There's no downside. It's all upside. With running, your upside is very small, but your downside risk is huge, right? And so, you know, this is why people have like, you could just tell by people how they walk or how they run. I'm like, damn, you look like you're in pain, man. Like your shins aren't ready. Your feet aren't ready. Your knees, your hips, and on top of that, like you probably shouldn't run until you've lost, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever amount of pounds. Yeah. So provided all of that is taken care of and you have a good base of strength, that's why it's called the strength method, like because the strength is the key component for everything. Running is cool. And to me though, like I'm like you, I hate running, but if I'm playing basketball or frisbee or any type of game with people, like I'll run all day. Like doesn't even matter. And the walking will give you, in my opinion, more, and not just like, I don't like to go into all the science, but it does give you more endurance than just, oh, I'm going to go try to run.
I can see that. The reason I brought that up is like, if you are somebody that might be listening to this and you're like, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to run. Like, you don't have to run. I didn't run a single step. And when I lost the 20 pounds, like didn't run at all. I didn't need to. I'm sure that there's cardiovascular benefits, but I don't know. I just felt like lifting weights and walking and 5 minute flow. Sorry, I got stuff falling off my wall. 5 minute flow, all that stuff. Like, I don't know. If you just want to feel like, not even be like an athlete. If you just want to feel better every day, like you just do that stuff.
Yeah.
You'll feel good, man. Yeah. One thing I did change, cause I sit down a lot. I got this chair. It's called the Core 360, QOR 360, and it just moves. Like, you probably see me moving this entire time. It's basically like a stool that's like on this rocker thing, and you have to move to like stay upright, and it's awesome. Like, it's that's just another thing. It's like one thing I noticed now that's different than maybe 5 years ago. I don't avoid doing things that are more difficult physically. Like, if something's like, I don't think I would have gotten a chair like this previously, because I would have been like, oh, that would have been a pain. I don't want to sit like that. I want to be able to just relax when I'm sitting down, all that kind of stuff. But like, I don't know, the benefit of like moving the entire time that I sit for a couple of hours during the day is probably pretty good, you know? Yeah. So I'd rather do that and maybe be a little bit uncomfortable for a little bit to like the net benefit long-term is probably going to be good. You know, I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to get like jacked by sitting in this chair, but I woke up this morning and I felt like there are times where I wake up and I feel like I've done a bunch of sit-ups the day before, you know, like that's good. I'd rather feel like that than like, oh, my neck hurts, 'cause I was sitting over hunched over in my chair. Yeah. So stuff like that too. It's like, once you do one hard thing, and like lose a bunch of weight, like you just kind of, it's okay. Like you kind of like naturally gravitate toward doing other things that might've been inconvenient before.
Yeah. You know? No, 100%. I think that's it just, and people always want to start with the more difficult, the more quote unquote exciting or whatever thing. And then that's when they skip. Like the first thing that I have, you know, the we have our list of priorities. Like the first thing that you need to prioritize once you, if you want to get in shape, you don't have to, but like, I like to think of like, you can systematically engineer a great body and great health. And in order to do that, we want to maximize our initial efforts. And the first thing you have to do is just lose as much weight as possible and get to an appropriate range. So that's where you got to start.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, and having some type of movement and walking, that's it. And then all the other stuff, you know, I don't like, if there are people who like to run, I'm like, cool, run. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with running, but if you're trying to get healthy and lose fat, like, you're better off starting with spending that 45 minutes watching YouTube, learning how to cook, you know?
That's true, man. That makes such a big difference. Yeah. That's such a big impact. I think one of the other things, I'm just trying to think of like all the stuff that I picked up over the years, but like, you talked a lot about not trying to justify things, like, and I don't remember how exactly you say it usually, but there was like if you miss a workout, or if you, I don't know, if you eat whatever you want one day, like I used to like really try to justify like, oh, I did this because this thing happened, or I ran out of time here, and now that's why I did this. And I think the way you said it was like, you don't have to justify things, like things just are, like, I ate this today, and like, that's it. Like, you don't have to go if you just do that and you just accept it and then you move on, like, then you don't have to feel the guilt of like trying to justify it, like why you did something or why you didn't do it. And I think that's been like, outside of even just, I don't know, keeping weight off and that kind of stuff, like, I think that's a good practice in life. Like, you can walk around and feel bad about things that happened in your life, or that you did, or decisions you made, or whatever, or you can just look at it and go like, I made that decision and here's what happened, and I'm going to learn from that and then do, you know, move on. Like, I'm not going to sit here and try to like
justify
explain it away.
You're absolutely right. Like, there is no, there's no like morality in this stuff of like, oh, well, you can be 40 pounds overweight. Like, you could still have a nice, you know, enjoyable life, be a good person. Like, it just because, like, there's no like, you know, it's popular in the fitness world to be like I don't like to hate on anybody just because I'm like, you can do whatever you want. But like, it hurts me sometimes to see some of the fitness ways of like speaking of like shaming, like just being fucking mean, like, oh, you should be doing this. Like, no, like, if you would like to be leaner, that's a great preference. It allows you to do more stuff, but that's it. There's not, it's no more after that. It's like, if I was 50 pounds heavier, I'd probably have some more difficulties. That's it. Would I like to have less difficulties or more difficulties? That's a personal preference. But when you take out all that emotional drama, the actual action becomes easier.
Yeah, it's way easier. I was thinking about that guy. There's a guy on TikTok, I think, where he just yells at you. I don't know if you know the guy I'm talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And he's just like, it's like, get your ass out of bed, get to the gym. Like, he just like yells at you, and that's his TikTok video. And I think he's like super popular because of that. But I don't think that for most people that actually works. Like, I would imagine if people would just start accepting things as they were and just go like, yeah, I need to lose 10 pounds. Like, cause that's where I get, like, if I gain 2 or 3 pounds, like I can make all of the reasons for it in the world. Or I could be like, you know what? I ate a bunch of food that tasted really good and I like that.
That's it.
And now that's fine. And now I'm going to eat less food that also tastes really good, and I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine.
That's really like the main thing. Like, we put so, I'm sure you see similarities in finance as well, of like people beat themselves up for the mistakes that they made or what they did or they shouldn't have done or how they could have done it better. It's like, look, you made these decisions. Here's where you're at. Here's where you would like to be. You can just start, if you prefer this, then you can, you know, you can just start moving down that path, like take those actions. Because I cannot think of any scenario where the shame and the guilt helps.
I don't think, I don't know.
I think it helps maybe just in like, point you in the other direction. Like, like this is not a preferable experience in any sense. So it helps clarify your preference, I guess. But other than that, like living in that shame and guilt.
Yeah, I think living in the shame and guilt. Yeah. So there are very similar things between personal finance and fitness, and that like people generally don't make a change until there is enough pain in their current situation to force a change to it. Cause like people can like live with a certain amount of like, you know, I've got this much debt and I have to make these payments and it hurts a little bit when I do it. But when the pain comes really strong, that's when they decide to make some kind of change and try to stick to it. So I do think like that part of it, there probably is a little, like it probably does kind of help in a weird way. If you are like aware and like you're telling yourself like, man, I screwed this up or whatever. Like, I think that might be able to push you to a point where you start going a different direction, like you said. But then once you get to the point where you start adding tools like to your toolkit, and you like, then the shame and all that stuff doesn't make any sense. Like there's no reason for it, because it doesn't help. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So like, I don't know, I guess it could help in a way, but I don't know. That's
no, I think that's probably right. Just to the point of like, I actually don't prefer being in debt and being irresponsible and like, and I feel bad about it and guilty and ashamed. Cool. Like, now I know I would like to be financially free, you know, not have to be constantly thinking about this. Like, that's the thing that it does. But like you said, like, once it's fine-tuned or given you the clarity that you want, then it's like, okay, because it's very difficult to make good decisions if you're like just shitting on yourself, like,
I guess the way I clarify this is like, it, you know, shame, you know, being honest with yourself about how you feel about things, like it can cause a change. But once you have knowledge, just some basic knowledge of like how you actually make a change in your life, whether it's personal finance or fitness or whatever, it no longer is effective.
Yeah.
Because like, if I know that the reality is, okay, I ate a bunch of food and I gained a pound because I ate this much food, me saying, oh, I feel bad now, and this hurts, you know, this sucks, I wish I hadn't done that. Like, that's not how you fix
it.
Anything. Like, it probably takes you backward. It probably just makes you not take action because you're so worried about like trying to justify things or not feel bad about things, versus like, okay, well, I know if I just eat this thing. And it's in personal finance too. It's like, okay, I spent this much money, I shouldn't have done that. But if you have some basic knowledge, you can just go, okay, cool, here's what I'm going to do next month to not do that. And then you just move on, and then you don't have to feel bad. It's awesome.
No, I think that's the answer. It's like, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's not useful after that point. And it doesn't, like, we know fat loss is caused by calories or, you know, the atoms that you're intaking, and me feeling guilty doesn't decrease that. In fact, usually what that does is, since you're feeling bad, you eat, you actually are actively going to do things to comfort that, which is generally eat more crap and then feel even worse. So I think that's a good point.
Yeah, speaking of eating crap, like the burger trick, that you taught me, where it's like, don't get cheese on your burger, just get a second patty. I guess gold. Like, just like get just put like more mustard and ketchup. Like, if you need like the I don't know, the lubrication of the cheese or whatever, like whatever it is about cheese that makes things taste good.
Cheese
Like,
lubrication.
yeah, if you just like, you can just replace that piece of cheese with a patty, and you're gonna be more full. What is the calculation on that? Like, is it roughly about the same amount of fat? Like,
It's gonna be pretty close. I mean, your fat is gonna be roughly the same in most places, and your protein's gonna be roughly the same. You might have actually a little bit more protein. You might come up on top on protein a little bit, but it's like a one-to-one exchange.
yeah, and it's like, that's why, that's the other thing. It's like, if you want to lose weight, you don't have to eat, like, you don't have to be super hungry. You do get hungry. Like, if you're really cutting, you do get hungry, but you get used to that pretty quickly. But like, you can eat things. Like, there's tricks that I've learned. Like, if I skip breakfast and then I have like a pretty decent sized lunch and then I can have like a big dinner, I'm not hungry the entire day. Because you get used to not eating breakfast. And I don't know how you feel about eating breakfast or not eating breakfast, but like, you can get used to that pretty easily. And then you can have like a good lunch and you're not super hungry all day. And you can have like a really good dinner. When I say good, I mean like you can eat like what feels like a lot of food.
And
And 1800 calories, I don't know how many, you know, what the average is for people you work with, but like, it's kind of a lot of
it's a
food.
lot of food. When you know calories, like that's a lot of food. And when you eat in, quadrant one, which high enjoyment, low calorie density, like it's like you're gonna end. That's why that the original burrito boy thing is like 3 to 5 burritos a day, and people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, that's a and that's not even a lot of calories. It's like 1,000 calories, and I've eaten 4 burritos, and I still have 800 more calories to eat on whatever. So
What is it? What's the phenomenon? Maybe you don't, I don't know if you know this or not, but like, I found that after, let's say, if I'm like really trying to cut and I get into like week two, and I've been, you know, pretty disciplined about it, I found that like, if you eat a high protein diet, and like, you become not hungry anymore. To where it's like, oh man, I have to eat like 400 more calories. You know, it's you have to try to eat more. Like, what do you know? What is that?
Well, so generally speaking, and pretty much any fitness person or nutrition person would tell you the same. It's like protein is the most filling out of the three. So you will it like yeah, that happens all the time. People start eating more protein, and they're like, dude, I'm just so full. Like I can't even eat anymore.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's the best. I mean, it's the best foods, like, good
Burritos.
steak, burritos,
Burritos, man.
enchiladas. I don't know how you are on time. I think this is like a fantastic podcast
Yeah, if you want to
episode
hear, like, if you want
show.
to hear tips from somebody that doesn't really know what they're talking about but still lost weight anyway, like, I'm
Dude,
the
that's the best guy.
guy.
That's the best guy, because you know what? The other guy is gonna be like bringing up things that don't matter. Like, you don't need to eat liver, man. Like,
No,
liver,
you don't need that.
like,
Yeah, I'll give
no.
you my core. This is from the guy that doesn't know anything but learns stuff from Andrew. My core tenets are: move as much as you can, do some type of exercise every day. And it doesn't even have, like, doesn't have to be crazy. Like, just do something, which that could maybe go and move. Learn how to weigh your food. Learn how to cook. If you do those four things, you'll be better off, I think, than most people, at least in America, but maybe in a lot of other places too. And you'll at least feel better. Like, you'll at least feel good every day. And that's something that I don't know if I feel great every day, but I feel better most days. Like, I feel good almost every day. Now, sleep, you probably should sleep more, but I don't sleep a lot. The 2-year-old thing, that is a real thing. You don't sleep very much. That's the unfortunate thing, but you know, whatever, it's all good. get used to it.
Yeah. It's I'm sure that's changes over time as well. So
yeah,
hopefully increase sleep as he gets older.
He actually does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when they're really young.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are my core tenets.
Those are great. That's no liver. I wouldn't even, yeah, no, no steroids. Not necessary. No steroids, livers,
that's
cold plunges. You can do them if you like them, but like they're not necessary and they won't move the needle the way that we think.
Yeah.
They will. So, well, dude, thank you so much. This was phenomenal. I was going to say very long overdue, but I think it's actually better the more time has elapsed so that, you know.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's interesting. Yeah. It, dude, you know, not to get too sappy, but you did change my life. Like,
oh man.
And not in a, but you know, it's like, what's funny about it is like, it's not like you did anything like wildly mind blowing. It's just like teaching very simple, like fundamental things that I guess we just don't learn in school or whatever. But like, I have the tools now where I feel like I can go pretty much, like, I still have goals, you know, like obviously we're coming up in the new year and everything. Like I have goals, like, you know, I want to lose another 10 pounds and I want to, you know, whatever. I want to do some things and get stronger and all that. But like, I think I can go through my entire life without ever having the feeling of I can't control my weight or I can't control like how I look or how I feel. Like I have that control now and I would be surprised. I'd be really shocked if I lost that somehow, because I'm always going to know how many calories is in, you know, that egg that I'm eating or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So So I appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate you. That's you're too kind. Well, thank you. If you were tuning in and, maybe we'll bring you back on for, you know, something else in the future if you got time. It's always good, like I said, that those are the best insights, because the experts kind of get bogged down too much in their subject matter, so and they miss the people, and that's, you know, that's what we do it for. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we are out.